everybody, and welcome to The Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, a great day to talk about fair housing. This is Fair Housing Week. It's called Realtors Week for the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, of which I am a proud member. It's also Fair Housing Month. April is that month in which the Fair Housing Act was passed, and man, oh man, has it been a game changer for everyone. The right to be able to buy, sell, acquire property, and without discrimination, it's important, especially to those who have been denied access to credit and to housing for many years. With me today is Amir Alahi, who is the president of the Inland Empire chapter of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Welcome, Amir, to The Power Is Now.
Thank you, Eric. It's always good to be here with you. We're excited about talk about free housing and National Realtors Week.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, Amir. I know that in addition to your duties as president, you're also a real estate agent with eXp Realty, doing big things. It's a busy time in the market right now, isn't it?
Yeah, the market is amazing right now, Eric. We are really busy getting folks into homes. Super competitive market out there. I'm also representing my clients who are excited about being able to get their homes on the market and wade through the number of offers that we're getting.
Well, I certainly am rooting for you to get those homes sold and get those buyers in, of course, with the right financing, which you can get from yours truly. Now, folks, in addition to being the host of The Power Is Now, I'm also a vice president and mortgage advisor with First Bank. My license number is 461-807. The views and opinions that I express on this show are my own and do not necessarily reflect that of First Bank. So, Amir, let's start first with just a general introduction. You are Amir Alahi, president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers in the Empire chapter, and you're also an agent with eXp Realty. Can you share with our audience a little bit more about your background?
I'd be happy to, Eric. Again, my license number is 013-13504. And of course, my cell phone number is 626-625-0099. That's 626-625-0099. And I got into real estate, not by accident, but I was actually a mortgage loan collector. And I was always helping people with, getting their payments caught up to date. I was actually in one of the first loan modification departments in the country with a bank called Glendale Federal, which you may remember. And from there, I went on to go from kind of the servicing side over to first-time home buyers doing community development. And so I started out as a housing counselor, and I had to get a real estate license and taught first-time home buyers programs. And then I went on to be a trainer and author for NeighborWorks America, who was one of the largest trainers of first-time homebuyer trainers in the country.
Amir, that's a great deal of experience in the finance sector. And so it sounds like you are ready for what is about to come, and that a lot of people are experiencing a great deal of suffering. There was a press release issued just a few days ago, April 1st, by the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau that said that warned servicers that there's over 2.7 million people in some type of forbearance plan, and these moratoriums are going to end in September. So I'm certain that your skills as a broker and agent, as well as a housing counselor, are going to come into play in helping these people who are currently in forbearance.
Right. One of the things that we did, one of my first amazing jobs was at Los Angeles Neighborhood Housing Services in Los Angeles. And I was actually a housing counselor. We did the pre-purchase education, but we also did foreclosure counseling. And so leading up to the crisis in 2008 and 2009, we were already starting to see those signs. We were starting to meet with families. And so it looks like, this one may be even more devastating than the one prior if there aren't some steps taken to actually help people in dire need.
Amir, you are prepared to deal with them because you're not only just a real estate agent with that experience and housing experience, but you're also prepared to help other agents. And that's what the National Association of Real Estate Brokers Inland Empire chapter is all about. It's a real estate trade association, predominantly African-Americans, open to everyone. And you are the president of this year.
Yes, I am. You know, again, when I started my career, I was not aware of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. And I was invited to a meeting in, again, Los Angeles at the Consolidated Board of Realtors. And it was such an amazing experience in meeting those folks who had been on the front lines of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. And so the organization, with its rich history, going back to 1947. And then I was actually able to meet Ms. Evelyn Reeves, who was actually the first female president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. There's another gentleman, Mr. Ted Lumpkin, who recently passed away, but Mr. Lumpkin was a Tuskegee Airman who settled in Los Angeles and began to sell real estate. So an amazing cadre of individuals who really came together with a common purpose of creating, sustaining home ownership in the Black community.
Amir, what a perfect segue into talking about the organization as a whole. And there may be those who are watching that are not aware that this is Realtors Week, April 11th, beginning on Sunday, all the way to the following weekend. That weekend is Realtors Week for the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Can you share with our audience some information about NARAB and perhaps, you know, why NARAB is important to everyone?
Well, NARAB is a advocacy group and has been an advocacy group since its inception in Tampa, Florida in 1947. The need arose from the fact that the National Association of Realtors, NAR, which we call them, was established in 1908. But it wasn't until 1966 that they allowed the first African-American to become a member. So in 1947, there were 12 real estate agents, brokers, met in Tampa, Florida to really create an organization that would allow us to advocate for the Black community, to go up against housing discrimination, and to help begin the process of building generational wealth.
You know, it's amazing to me that the organization has been around that long, and they're still fighting a good fight of discrimination, because since that time, a lot of laws have passed that addresses specifically civil rights and housing discrimination, both nationally at the federal level, as also at the state level, even right here in California. So how does it feel to be a part of an organization that's so community and minded and truly is an advocate for the African-American community?
Well, it's so exciting because every day brings a new challenge, but with those challenges come new opportunities to be able to, again, spread our mission, which is democracy and housing, but also at this point, we're really key in on helping build generational wealth. And generational wealth will allow families in African-American communities and throughout the state of California to actually help send their kids to college, to actually help buy other properties, to help prepare for retirement. So all the things that, you know, people do in passing on properties to future generations and passing on equity are the things that we get excited about every single day.
Well, Amir, I am just glad you are the new president of the chapter. Congratulations, and that you are a member of NARAB. I've been a member of NARAB for a long time, and I've watched the organization grow and do some incredible things. And I know you have big plans, right, as president of the chapter. And what would you say, you know, is the benefit that you enjoy the most that you want to make sure all new members and existing members enjoy as a member realtors of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers.
Well, one of the great things, Eric, is the camaraderie and the fact that we're able to connect with like-minded folks. And you don't have to be an African-American to join, but you know, it's certainly a great opportunity to connect with other African-American professionals in real estate. So not just realtors, but escrow companies and escrow agents and title agents. And we're actually making a push to actually get more members. So the National Association of Real Estate Brokers is partnering to actually help young people between 18 and 35 to actually obtain their license and pay for their MLS fees, along with getting them a mentor so that we can increase this community of African-American realtors, helping our ultimate goal, which is to create 2 million new homeowners in the next 5 years.
Amira, that is a wonderful announcement, and what a big deal, because you know, real estate doesn't have to be a fallback plan that you know, many people see it as. It is a career, an incredible career with a lot of benefits and freedom and unlimited income. So that's fantastic that NARAP has gotten this kind of support to bring more young people and new people into the field of real estate as realtors. On top of that, and having the support to cover the financial costs associated with becoming a real estate professional.
Well, it is absolutely amazing, Eric. When we sit down and look at the cost of starting a brand new business, real estate is probably one of the few businesses that you could start for under $2,500 and absolutely be in business. And so as African-Americans, one of the things, of course, historically, and if you go back to 1947, there were a lot of business owners. And so what we're trying to do, especially with the Inland Empire chapter, is to really help encourage and empower agents to actually be business owners. And that is really something that as we look to the upcoming generation, I know it'll be some fancy name, it'll be an X, or we already got X and Y and Z. So, you know, we're looking for the next letter of the new generation, but we really want to empower them to be business owners. And this is a great opportunity. I share with people all the time that, you know, the state of California actually gave me a license and did not tell me that there was a limit on how much I could make.
Yeah, that is amazing. Wow. And real estate is an amazing business. For those of you who are just joining us, we are speaking with Amir Elahi, who is the president of the Inland Empire chapter of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. And this is affordable housing, actually Fair Housing Week. The affordable housing series is another series you can find right here at the Powers Now. But this week is a Fair Housing Week. And we're talking to industry leaders like Amir Elahi about fair housing and the business of real estate. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to find out more about what NARAP and the local chapter is doing to celebrate fair housing, its impact on the communities at large, and also our traditional question we ask everybody that comes on this show: what does the power is now mean to you in the context of who you are and what you do professionally? You're listening to The Power Is Now. We'll be right back.
Many Californians fear that they will not be able to pay their rent next month. Financial education and literacy are the catalyst for relief. So, what resources are out there? A State of California program connects you with a HUD-certified housing counselor who can assist you on your financial education journey with no cost to you. Call today at 1-800-569-4287. Again, that is 1-800-569-4287.
And we're back. For those of you just joining us, welcome to The Power Is Now. It's a beautiful day in Southern California. Great day to talk about the Fair Housing Act and realtors. You know, a realtor is a real estate professional who is a member both agent or broker, member of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, who's been around since 1947, folks. It's one of the oldest real estate trade associations in the country. It is both a real estate trade association and it is an advocate. They are practicing advocacy, if you will, for minorities and people of color, and particularly African Americans that began this organization many, many years ago. Amir Elahi is the president of the Inland Empire chapter, brand spanking new, taking the reins and doing big things already. Amir, again, thank you so much for taking your time to be with us and to talk about NARAP Inland Empire and fair housing. Now, we have a tradition on this show where we ask all of our guests, what does the phrase, the power is now, mean to you in the context of who you are and what you do? And today, let's really make it about fair housing.
Well, thanks again, Eric. It's always a pleasure. You know, we're in a different place today than we were 18 months ago. And the entire global economy and the global world at large has changed. And so when we talk about the powers now and what it actually means to me right now today, it means that we're gonna be able to use our platform to be able to help educate and to be able to be advocates for a lot of people that need our help. And so there are gonna be people who are renters who are struggling with rent. And we know that, you know, people are going to be anticipating evictions coming up. And so we're going to be advocates for those folks. We're going to be advocates for people who are small mom and pop real estate investors. And they may have a duplex, or they may have a couple of single family houses, and they haven't been getting rent. And they're behind on their mortgages. And so we're going to be advocates for those folks. And we're also going to be advocates for those people who are trying to get into homes, and they're finding that there are multiple offers and there are multiple bids on every single house. And so when we talk about the powers now, this is the world that we live in. We're talking about folks that have either been unemployed or underemployed who own their homes. And they've been struggling and they've been on this forbearance now for nearly a year. And so they're worried, Eric, about what's going to happen in September when they lift the moratorium. And how are the mortgage companies going to work with them? And these are people who have, you know, invested their life savings. Frankly, I've made it through the last mortgage crisis, but I was able to help some people who lost their homes to foreclosure or had to short sale their home. Well, we've recently just allowed them after the 4-year, 5-year period to buy their homes again. And now they're going to be coming up against the same thing. So I am so excited and encouraged about being an advocate and being an expert and being a part of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers and the Inland Empire chapter on being able to help these families that will, you know, have significant impact on the lives. And so I know I mentioned earlier about, you know, the license to make money, but it really is about the license to change lives. And so I'm excited about that.
The power is now is the license to change lives. Amir, I'm going to give you that quote. You just said it all. It really is. The power is now is a license to change lives. Because you're right. People are going to need the advocacy, the information, the support, the direction from real TIS, not just there in Inland Empire, but throughout the state of California and every state of the union. Because the whole United States is going through it. 2.7 million people in some type of forbearance situation. That's a lot of folks that are gonna need help. And then there are many others who are just struggling, as you mentioned. And really, now is the time to act. And we need organizations like NARAP to take the lead and meeting with the consumer and also preparing real estate professionals to be able to assist. And so let me ask you, as president of your chapter, do you have any particular events or any type of initiatives that you have underway right now under the spirit of Fair Housing Month?
We do, Eric, for Realtors Week, we actually have, again, and what we're doing is we're an advocacy group for not only the consumers and the individuals that we serve, but also for the professionals. And so we've got a great workshop coming up on Thursday the 15th at noon. It's a free workshop. And we've got a gentleman, Mr. Cornelius Jackson, who's going to talk about building business credit. But one of the things that I want to do and get accomplished as president is to actually help realtors understand that they are running a business and not just selling homes. And so while we're helping people, we really want to then be able to get business banking accounts established and get business lines of credit so that we're not putting our families and our personal credit and finances in jeopardy to try and run a business. And so Cornelius is going to talk to us about that on next Thursday at noon. And so I'm really excited about that opportunity to empower realtors again to really go to the next level and owning their own businesses. And then immediately after that, we're going to have our past state president, Ms. Monica Hill, to come in and prepare, or she teaches a series on how to get access as realtors to REO properties. And I think that that's going to be a dynamic series in order to be able to take advantage of the coming wave. So those are two great things that we've got coming up that will take us into the summer.
How can anyone interested in connecting with you and to talk about membership and getting involved, what is the website that they can go to or telephone number they can call?
Well, I've actually taken it a little personal, so they can actually call me on my cell phone, which is area code 626-625-0099. And our website is IEAOR, stands for Inland Empire Association of Realtors. So it's IEAOR.org. And there's a membership link there, along with the current calendar of classes and workshops that we have, not only for the community, but also for the real estate professionals.
So that's IEAOR.org.
Correct.
Folks, go to the website and check out the website. You'll see a picture of some beautiful Black folks all dressed very nicely and doing big things in the Inland Empire. Now, Amir, these sound like great events, educational events, and Cornelius Jackson is actually a VIP agent right here on The Power Is Now. And I know that business credit is a specialty, and also just consumer credit is especially a specialty for him. Are these classes open just to real estate agents, or can consumers come as well?
You know, we are actually putting it out to the consumer for next week because it is such a valuable it's a valuable workshop and course. And so anyone will be able to join in. There is no charge.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Amir Alahi, who is the president of the Inland Empire chapter of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. And he is excited about his role and the great work that NAREP is going to do in the IE. Amir, this is Fair Housing Month, in addition to being Realtors Week, and you have activities planned for the week. But can you tell us, what does fair housing mean to you, and what role has NAREP played in fair housing?
Well, that's a great question, Eric. And fair housing, to me, it encompasses a lot of things in terms of being able to have equal opportunity when it comes to where you want to live and you know, how you want to live. And NAREP has been on the front lines. In fact, there are two major things that happened in our communities when it comes to housing. The first was 1968, which was the Fair Housing Act, which was passed that made it illegal to discriminate because of a person's race, religion, sexual orientation when it came to housing. That also encompasses family size, so they couldn't discriminate against single mothers, or they couldn't discriminate against people with disabilities. And so that was huge. And NAREP was right on the front lines of that fight. And then again in the late 70s, when the Community Reinvestment Act was passed, that really outlawed the fact that there was no more redlining, and you couldn't, and banks had to invest in neighborhoods that they were actually taking deposits from. So those are two major things that NAREB was on the forefront, the front lines in getting passed in our country.
Well, that's incredible. And it just really shows the power of NAREB and its legacy of advocacy since 1947. What is the current membership right now in the Inland Empire chapter, and what are your goals there in terms of growing membership and to really get the work done?
Well, we're excited about our membership. Our past president, Ms. Karen Taylor, actually left a membership role of about 40 folks that had just been really committed to the organization. Our goal for this year is to reach 100 members. Our membership is nominal, again, at $185 a month. There's a membership link on our website that you can actually go to. But one of the most important things as well in terms of what you get, so just in the REO class that we're talking about for realtors and realtors, that class is probably $900 to $1,100 if she gave it anywhere else. It's a four-week class, about 90 minutes, so maybe even a little bit longer, that basically tells you how to connect with asset managers. That class is absolutely priceless. If you follow the steps and are able to connect with the asset managers and using the tips and techniques, the membership, you know, pays for itself thousands of times.
So what does it cost to become a member of NAREB?
Our membership fee is $185 for the year. And again, it comes with that wonderful REO class that we've been talking about. And that'll actually help folks get connected. But also we're offering monthly education courses. Some of the courses that we have planned are becoming property managers. So it's actually helping to build businesses. We want to pour into realtors to actually give them opportunities to either enhance their current lines of business, or if they want to expand, then we want to be a resource to be able to do that. So we've got also a course that is coming up in housing counseling and some of the things that again, with this coming, tsunami, what we believe will be a tsunami of folks needing help, we're going to walk through kind of some of the things that they'll need to know and reaching out to their own communities and being an advocate for homeowners and maintaining homeownership. So there's a variety of things that we're going to be able to provide that realtors will be able to use in their daily toolbox arsenal to be able to be a great asset to the community that they serve.
Amir, thank you so much again for coming on the show today to talk about NAREB and being a realtist. Any final comments, words of encouragement for our listeners, and particularly for those who are first-time home buyers? It's been a challenging market out there for them.
Well, it's still a great time. And I know we talk about the power is now, but it really is the optimum time because rates are lower than they have been. We were talking several weeks ago about rates, creeping up. And in the last probably 4 to 5 days, they've actually gone back down. And so what we're seeing is that for first-time homebuyers, it's a great opportunity to get in. There's down payment assistance that's available for first-time homebuyers. And we're committed to actually helping people get into homes. And from our chapter standpoint, if you're not a member and you're looking for a great place to connect with like-minded realtors and help to serve communities at a greater capacity, then this is a great opportunity to join our chapter, because it really does come down to not necessarily what you know all the time, but who you know. And so we're really committed to really being able to increase both of those things. Not only what you know, we want to increase our education and our tools, but we also want to create a great networking opportunity so that you'd be able to build your business and grow your business through our partnership.
Amir Elahi, President of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers Inland Empire Chapter, extraordinary real estate agent with eXp Realty, and VIP agent, I might add, on The Power Is Now. Thank you, Amir, for joining us today and for sharing your thoughts about fair housing and about being a realtor with the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. For more information about the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, go to NAREB.com. Check out the state association, go to CAREB.org. There you can find all the chapters in the state of California, and also at the national website at NAREB.com, you can find all the chapters nationwide. Well, remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. The power is now. Thank you for watching.
The Power Is Now Media is worldwide with growing audience of future homebuyers, investors, builders, developers, real estate agents, and brokers. The Power Is Now Media is well positioned to increase awareness and produce results for our growing roster of advertising partners. An advertisement on any of our platforms is the right step toward reaching and communicating key brand messages to a targeted network of individuals, families, and communities interested in housing. Our content areas include feature stories and profiles on successful real estate agents, business owners, government, and community leaders. The Power Is Now magazines are the leading resource for real estate agents, mortgage bankers, entrepreneurs, and small home ownership businesses, providing leaders with business strategy information, resources, and tools through PIN, Real Estate, and Programming Guide magazines. Stay up to the minute with real estate and mortgage news and information from industry experts. VIP agents are able to feature listings each week. The Power Is Now TV radio podcast features weekly shows that include Homebuyers Town Hall, Real Estate Roundtable, VIP Agent Spotlight, and so much more. Each week, VIP agents have opportunities to be featured guests on the shows. VIP agents can discuss and showcase houses, neighborhoods, and provide brief introductions. The interviews are unlimited 10 to 15 minutes on each current listing. This product alone separates you from your competition. The Power Is Now delivers to you market update interview to promote listing weekly, promotional biographical video, co-host a bi-monthly homebuyers town hall show, featured subject matter expert on real estate roundtable show, The Power Is Now program guide e-magazine, The Power Is Now national e-magazine, article writing and blogging, social media content customization, inclusion and press releases, graphic design services, business and performance coaching, technology support, referrals, lead generation opportunities, and management support.